You're listening to the audio production of Lessons from a Third Grade Dropout, How the Timeless Wisdom of One Man Can Impact an Entire Generation by Rick Rigsby, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author.
Preface. As I turned in the final draft of this manuscript to my publisher, I came across an article in USA Today that astounded me. The article was titled, "Dropouts Say Their School Expected Too Little of Them." USA Today, March 2, 2006, page 9D. Reporter Greg Topo noted that the survey, sponsored by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, reveals that nearly two-thirds of high school dropouts say they would have worked harder if expectations had been higher. The survey points to a critical problem in society today. We live in an era of low expectations. In fact, we tend to celebrate low expectations. Our goal is to do whatever it takes just to get by. Just get the job done. That's our rallying cry. And the most critical component to our getting by is to look good in the process. The way in which we choose to live and work today is a far cry from the purposeful living of our parents. I recall the elders of an earlier era telling me that the bar of excellence is lowered with each passing generation. At age 10, I thought, what a stupid statement. At age 50, I think, what an absolute truth. Have we reached the point in our society where it is more important to look good rather than be good? Has the pride of doing good work been replaced by self-entitlement, perfect offices, and slick suits? The purpose of this book is to reacquaint readers with the wisdom, the common sense that was practiced simply and unwittingly by those who represent a generation gone by. This was an era of individuals who worked hard without complaining. They committed to doing whatever was necessary to help the company and support their families. They took pride in doing a good job. They worked without ceasing, and they maintained high standards. They had high expectations for themselves and the others they were responsible for. One such member of this generation was a third grade dropout. Yet, his lack of a formal education pales in comparison to the impact one life can make. This man never hid behind an excuse. He never allowed his problems to determine his present or affect his future. He realized that destiny was a choice, not a chance. And in living his simple way, the profoundness of his life is impacting a new generation today. This book communicates some of the lessons from that man's life. It's the kind of wisdom that is rare in society today. It's the kind of wisdom that will cause you to be a better person, a greater leader, a more effective worker. It's the kind of wisdom that will cause you to make an impact rather than just an impression. That man is my father. And this book contains the story of how...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?